Studies in the Book of Galatians by A.T. Jones, narrated by Timothy Turner. July 25, 1899. Several letters have been received asking what law is the subject of consideration in the Book of Galatians. The answer is, not any law at all. It is the gospel that is the subject, and the whole subject under consideration in the Book of Galatians. So emphatically is this so, that in the very first part of the first chapter, it is declared and repeated, though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Verses 8 and 9. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verses 11 and 12. In Galatians, it is not a question of one law or another. The sole question is the truth of the gospel. For in telling what he had done, Paul says that he did it, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Galatians chapter 2, verse 5. He withstood Peter to the face at Antioch, because he and those who followed his example walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel. Verse 14. It is not a question of one law or another, but of one gospel or another. See, the first words in the book after the salutation are these, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. In the book of Galatians, therefore, the question under consideration is not at all a question of two laws, but altogether a question of two gospels. The true gospel of Christ, as against a perversion of that gospel. Now we ask you who are interested in the book of Galatians to read that book through 7 times, with this thought in mind, that you will be prepared for some studies of that book, which we may give in these columns soon. Even at slow reading, you can easily read the book of Galatians through in 30 minutes.